Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services, a kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org. Go Bananas at the Port of Hueneme Banana Festival on Saturday, September 30th. Have a bunch of fun getting a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings of the port during free water and land tours. Kids can enjoy bounce houses, bungees, games, and free banana crafts. Rock out to tunes from local bands that will get you grooving on the dance floor. The Banana Festival food court is appealing with delicious treats like banana sundaes, frozen chocolate-covered bananas, banana fritters, and other great treats. Enjoy a variety of delicious foods, including empanadas, gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, and sushi burritos from local Ventura County restaurants. Each food vendor will offer at least one unique culinary banana dish. This event is Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Port of Hueneme and free to the public. For more information, visit bananaportfest.com. That's bananaportfest.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, and welcome back to our second hour of our show. You've tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, John is here with me. How are
Good
you
morning.
Doing, John?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good. Thank you for staying with me. And, of course, Tom's here.
Another beautiful day.
There you go. And I'm Kim, and I am your host for the Kim Pagano Show. I always like to start with something uplifting, and I always like to say that this is a great one. Be weird, be random, because you never know who would love the person you're hiding.
Ooh.
I know. And be yourself. That's it. We all have this individual gift, and, you know, some of us are like, people are going to think I'm weird. Who cares? You know, I mean, really just beat to your own drum and see who kind of follows you with that. So with that, I do want to say that you've tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to hear from you. And also, we'd love to give back here on the Kim Pagano Show. So we've got lots of great giveaways. Also, we'd love to have you follow us all the way through our social network. And that is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website. We have a podcast and a newsletter that goes out every single week. So all you have to do is when you call in, ask to get on our newsletter that goes out in the email, and also tune in on your smartphones to our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to talk about our first guest, and of course that is Mitch Horwitz. He's been on our show before. It was so interesting that I'm so excited to have him back. And we're going to be talking about how to own your own mind. Pretty interesting, right?
Oh,
there,
yeah.
Right? I know. He does a great job. And then we have Dr. Leticia Menez, and she's going to be talking about start again, not over, and really an envision and empowered life. These are all really inspirational. That's what my show is all about, and we hope that we bring you the brighter side of life. And remember to listen, learn, and laugh. And Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, we start off with the Rubicon Theater, their presentation, West Coast premiere of Incognito. It runs through Sunday. We'll get tickets at Will Call for you. The Harvest Festival, original art and craft show celebrating 28 years. The 28th annual fall showcase at the Ventura County Fairgrounds will be happening October 6th, 7th, and 8th. California kettle corn, it is hand-popped. It's delicious, and we have that here. Los Angeles Zoo tickets, how about that for the family? And finally, Lures Fish House, located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, Santa Barbara, too.
There you go. We'll go backwards on this show, and we'll start with the Lures Fish House. That's always a hit with all my listeners. I love all their stuff there. So call in right now at 805-419-0084, 419-0084. And definitely leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. All right, let's bring our first guest on. Mitch Horowitz, are you there?
I am here.
How are
you? Good to hear your voice. I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us again. Tell us a little bit for my listeners that might not, and even John, you weren't here before, but oh my God, he does a great job. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm a historian of alternative spirituality. I write widely about metaphysical experience, the history of metaphysical movements. And I'm also a publisher, and that's how I'm involved with the work of Napoleon Hill, which I reissue. He's somebody I've admired greatly. His book, Think and Grow Rich, which he wrote in 1937, has been a huge influence on me, probably one of the most widely read books in American history.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, definitely.
Your door. Yeah.
Now, you know what's interesting? I just saw, I was at some networking, one of my networking, and somebody gave that as a gift, and it was a Think and Grow Rich workbook.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And so is that something you also do?
We do have that on our list, actually. We have a number of Napoleon Hill books on our list, some reissues and some, as with the workbook, new books that teach you how to use his ideas.
Yeah. So can you give everybody, what is his idea and kind of an overall view?
Sure. Napoleon Hill was a journalist who lived and worked in the 20th century. He died in 1970. And he believed that in surveying the lives of hundreds of exceptional people, inventors, artists, entrepreneurs, industrialists, diplomats, and so on, that they possessed a set of common traits. And he felt that he found 13 common shared traits that appeared again and again in the lives of exceptional people. And he distilled these traits into Think and Grow Rich. And it was his conviction that you could identify these traits, apply them in your own life, and they would lead to some sort of success, some sort of actualization of some cherished aim. So it was, in a sense, the first book of business motivation. It was a book of practical philosophy, and it was based on the belief that if you could identify habits and behaviors that seem to lead to achievements, you could, if you have a finely focused achievement.
The one thing I always think of when I think of Think and Grow Rich is you're almost there. So many people give up just before you're almost there, correct?
That is such a great point. You know, I'm glad you said that. I feel like I almost needed to hear that today.
we all need that, trust me.
Yeah, he talks about that again and again. He makes the point, first of all, that success has a way of reaching people very indirectly. It can come at an unexpected moment. It can come sort of sneaking in through the back door. And a lot of salespeople have made the same observation. A lot of salespeople have made the observation that they have to make phone calls, they have to reach out to people, they have to contact people, but very often their sales don't come through those direct efforts. They come peripherally, but they wouldn't come peripherally if it weren't for the efforts themselves. The efforts themselves seem to set the stage for unexpected connections and events and circumstances that wouldn't be there if the work weren't already being done. But the actual sales come in ways that are surprising, that are unexpected, and as you were alluding, very often come after you push and push and push and you think to yourself, look, I've done all I can do here, and you push one more time and then something very unexpected happens.
Oh, my
happens.
Gosh, every single time. Yep. Now, yep. It really, and obviously you've experienced, mm-hmm. I mean, we've all experienced. How do we, and I wonder where he got that concept. I mean, I remember in his stories, you know, of digging for, I want to say, I think it was the oil. And
yeah.
Somebody else had just said, it's never going to be here. Yep. And then he came in and
right.
It was like, thank you for doing my job, right?
He tells a story. He calls it 3 feet from gold. He
okay.
tells a story about
a gold
prospector.
Oh, that was gold. That's right. Yes.
In the West, who discovered a vein of gold. And he dug and he dug and he was never able to find the source of the vein. And then somebody else took over the mine at, you know, kind of a fire sale price. And they found the vein of the source of the vein of gold 3 feet from where he had stopped digging. Now, I can't tell you for sure whether that story is apocryphal or not, but it like a myth and like the best of mythology, and it may very well be true, it contains a greater human truth. And I think that, you know, one of the things that's kept people coming back to this book over the course of many generations is that they recognize these stories as having played out in their own lives. It's what has made Think and Grow Rich into a book that has probably sold by word of mouth more than any other book in history.
Yeah. I mean, it's the whole thing is such a, you know, what you put out to the universe. And you can't,
yep.
It's not like, it's kind of like we talked about, you know, random acts of kindness. You can't do them and expect to get it back. And I think that's kind of like the universe. But at the same time, you have to change that energy and keep doing it, and you will see your return. But you can't expect your return.
Yeah, it's a paradox. It's
yeah.
a paradox. And the return could come, and Hill would always emphasize this, the return could come in a way that's very unexpected, very indirect, very outside of the plan and the framework that you thought you were laying down. He talks a lot about persistence. I modify it a little bit. I talk about the importance of intelligent persistence. I mean,
so talk to us about that.
I beg your pardon?
You talk to us about the intelligence.
Yeah, I think, you know, there are certain times in life, obviously, where a plan needs adjustment or where something just doesn't seem to pan out or work out in a fruitful or promising way. And either circumstances of economics or geography or accidents or just the events of life that overtake us necessitate retooling something, rethinking something. And I've had those moments myself. So I talk about intelligent persistence. I mean, sometimes you do need to make an adjustment. And yet at the same time, and I really say this not in some sort of sloganeering way, but I say it from the heart and from the intellect. There is a special magic in persistence, and I say that in a considered way because people so rarely bring it. You know, they so rarely bring
yeah,
it.
Because
most people
so
do
many
the bare
people
minimum.
Give up.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? You just helped me in something that just spoke to me, Mitch, because, you know, I remember the saying that one of my girlfriends, that her father used to say, if it's meant to be, it's up to me.
Mm-hmm. And, my mother-in-law says that, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I for a while there, I thought, you know, hold on, I got to give up controlling.
Mm-hmm.
But that's different, isn't it?
It is different. You know, I think that we push and we push and we push, and obviously, you know, the rain has to fall, the sun has to shine, the soil has to have nutrients. There's some final act of creation that we can't complete by ourselves. You know, there are greater forces at work. But we have to sow and plant and plow and do everything necessary. And there also has to be moments of repose. I mean, we have to work and work and work, and physically and mentally, I think we do have to take certain breaks. We have to know when we've reached a point where some sort of repose is necessary. And in that period, remarkable things can happen. We can't complete the circle ourselves, but we have to bring the effort, and we have to bring it on a consistent basis.
You know, I liken a lot of this to the puzzle analogy where you're looking for this one piece and you can't find it. You walk away. Either someone else comes up and goes, there it is, or you take a break and you come back and it's like, there it is. That's what I needed.
It's very interesting. You know, and I think you're absolutely right. You know, there's a piece of writing I'm working on, and it's for a project that's due on Monday. And this morning I was thinking about it, and I thought, oh, man, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I just didn't feel the morale to go back to it.
I opened that up.
What's that?
I said, I get that. I just had to do three things this morning, and I was like, okay, and it just fell into place, but I couldn't. Yeah.
I opened up my file. I went into it, and suddenly I realized that I had the constituent elements together for what I needed to do. And within the space of maybe a quarter of an hour, I had mapped out exactly where I needed to go. And I wrote to the person who's expecting the project, and I said, good news, you know, I'm on track.
Yeah.
You'll have it Monday morning.
Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah, and so how does that work? Is it because we clear our plate? I mean, and I'm kind of just looking at the overall life, you know, how life takes us. You know, we have all these directions that life gives us. And, you know, some people think, how do you keep going on? You know, and it's like, let me clear my plate. You have a new vision every single day. You get to start all over and carry on.
Yeah. In my experience, you know, life cuts us some special breaks when we put in a tremendous amount of background work. You know, my ability to go back into this file today, into this project that I'm working on, and suddenly in the space of 15 minutes, see, you know, what I needed to go, what needed to be plugged in, what the necessary elements were. It came from the fact that it's on a topic on which I've done a great deal of work in the past. And when you do a huge amount of work, and then you sort of step back and you take a breath, you find that the constituent elements that you need are in place based on what you've already done, and sometimes it's just a question of arranging them in the right way. So there are good graces that seem to come to us when we've already done so much background work. We have raw material, thoughts, ideas, connections, sometimes pieces of actual work themselves that we've already done that can be plugged in when the need is called for.
Mm, yeah. I call that, okay, kind of what I'm hearing is when you're prepared.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've already done your preparing. You don't know what you're preparing for.
Right.
But I mean, that's kind of right. I mean, and then all of a sudden you get this place and you're like, okay, let me like settle everything down. And you're like, oh, I already prepared for this because I've already, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's whatever it is that you work on, whether you're a writer or whether you're an entrepreneur, if you've done your work, either crunched your numbers or put together your sources or prepped your kitchen or whatever, you know, analogy you want to use, the prep work, the groundwork,
mm-hmm.
it will put you in such good stead. I mean, it is absolutely like, you know, you've built a shelter for yourself without even knowing it. So,
right.
and you can't expect it.
Yeah, but. And you know what's interesting? I learned this a long time ago, and I kind of try to live by this. If you maintain your life, because we all, you know, sometimes mountains start climbing up around us, right, John?
I
could feel your stress mm-hmm. right then, you know? Mountains start climbing up, and I get it. Trust me, I'm always trying to like, okay, let me get through this one, you know? But if you can try to maintain your life in as best you can, those mountains aren't going to come. Because life is going to happen, like you just said. And all of a sudden, you've kind of like, okay, you don't have to work so hard because you've tried to maintain those.
Yeah, they're not always mountains. Sometimes they're just hills.
Yeah.
And we make them bigger than they have
to be. So,
absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Wow. Well, you know, so will you stay with us? Because I need to take a really quick break, but I want to bring you back on. And I want to talk about some of the things that how to really own your own mind. I love that.
Great.
I mean, you know, we have so many influences in this world. And, you know, and then families and then, you know, peers. And then, you know, I want to even say people that don't love and admire us, right? How do we stay clear on our, you know, really owning our own mind? So I love that theory. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. I do want to give something away right now. We've got some Harvest Festival tickets coming up. And, of course, this is their 28th annual. It's happening October 6th through the 8th. And I've got tickets for you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Go bananas at the Port of Hueneme Banana Festival on Saturday, September 30th. Have a bunch of fun getting a behind-the-scenes look at the inner workings of the port during free water and land tours. Kids can enjoy bounce houses, bungees, games, and free banana crafts. Rock out to tunes from local bands that will get you grooving on the dance floor. The Banana Festival food court is appealing with delicious treats like banana sundaes, frozen chocolate-covered bananas, banana fritters, and other great treats. Enjoy a variety of delicious foods, including empanadas, gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches, and sushi burritos from local Ventura County restaurants. Each food vendor will offer at least one unique culinary banana dish. This event is Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Port of Hueneme and free to the public. For more information, visit bananaportfest.com. That's bananaportfest.com. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We just had our next guest walk in here, and we're going to be hearing from her and hearing about her amazing journey. And of course, that is Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Yeah. It's wonderful being here. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. I'm really excited to be working with you and sharing your journey and all of your amazing things that you're going to share with our audience. Right now, we're talking with Mitch Horwitz, and we're talking about his book, How to Own Your Own Mind and Using Your Mind to Achieve. I love that. And thank you so much, Mitch, for staying with us.
Thank you.
So let's get into that. How do you really own your own mind?
Well, you know, one of the things Napoleon Hill talked about is the importance of not allowing yourself to get overwhelmed with opinions. He felt opinions were the cheapest commodities on earth, and that you should be very discreet in who you confide in, who you discuss your plans with, and that if you have something you're developing, a business or an idea or something else, you should think very carefully about who you talk to about that. He didn't want you to isolate yourself or to be silent. Quite the contrary. He wanted you to be in exchange, but to be looking for sources of real information, real education, and not just to sit down at Thanksgiving dinner and tell your Uncle Mike, you know, about what you're doing or what your plans are, only to have him make some disparaging comment that upsets your equilibrium and throws you off track. Hill made the observation, and it's very true, it's a hard truth of human nature, that people like disparaging other people's plans because it serves as a balm to distract them from their own plans that they haven't acted upon. So it's very common that coworkers, family, friends, colleagues will just say something negative or dismissive or indifferent about something very important that you've just told them. And you have to protect yourself from that. You don't just go spilling your plans and ideas to just anybody. Be discreet. That's part of how to own your own mind.
Wow. That's powerful.
It really is. I'm telling you, you know, it's funny, what kind of the old saying, loose lips sink ships, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to keep your ideas or, you know, but, and there's a lot of people that work in mastermind groups. So you want to find a safe place to share, you know, and it's almost like somebody's going to share their most deepest, you know, theory. And you can share yours, but why are you going to put it on the table for somebody to that doesn't have that same thought process as you?
Right. And if something is really important to you, if it's of deep, intimate importance, don't just spill it casually. You know, talk about other things. But, you know, you should reserve conversations about things that are really important to you for people who you know have similar values. You mentioned a mastermind group or a support group. That's perfect setting. That setting was made for this kind of thing. Seek out people who are real experts, people who have something that's really educative to offer you, but don't just speak casually.
There you go.
Yes, I totally agree. I think that's really important for people to remember and to know that what's in your mind is yours.
Yes.
And when people, even if people do comment, that's their comment, that's their view. But it's important to know who you are and what is in your mind, what are your thoughts, what are your wishes, and where you want to go. So that when you do have people that will say negative things, because there will be naysayers, that you will be able to know exactly where you're going and listen to the people that are there that do share the values that you share and that are going to allow you to move forward. So I think that is an amazing recommendation, and we should all follow it because it is important to share the things that we
Like you said, you don't want to isolate yourself. But at the same time, you don't want to be isolated from your own ideas.
True. Right.
Exactly.
So, So let me ask you, so what are some of the steps and things that you talk about in your book?
Well, this book is actually by Napoleon Hill. I have to give props to him. This is, you know, I have many books of my own, but this is his. You know, he talks about the importance of really being able to identify accurate information. I mean, it relates to the avoidance of casual opinions. You should choose your sources of information with great care. Sometimes you have to pay for information, whether that means taking a course or paying somebody to do a copyright or trademark search for you. Other times, people will exchange information freely because they see you as a colleague or they're part of your mastermind group, your support group, as you were alluding to. But you really have to be very careful to seek out sources of information that are accurate. And when an expert says something, you can verify what that expert is saying. People are sometimes given wrong information by experts. I've had people who are brilliant and distinguished in their field give me pieces of information that at the time were just wrong because they might not have known about the very specialized project that I was working on. And so even when you're getting information from an expert, you should always verify it. You should always corroborate it. Never accept any one channel of information as being gospel or the final word on something.
Wow.
That's really good advice, I have to say, because there's been times that, you know, you just take it as a trust factor. And then, you know, you could be, you know, especially if it's a business deal or, you know, whatever you have in whatever dealings that you have in life, you have to know that you're dealing with, you know, 100% of the truth.
Yeah, and always remember, brilliant people are wrong sometimes. So if you're hearing from somebody who you admire, you know, who you want to emulate, and they run down your idea or something, you know, take that seriously, but don't take that as the final word. You know, seek to verify what they've told you, because I can't say it plainly enough, brilliant people are wrong sometimes. So even the experts don't get it right.
I love it. And you know, and that kind of goes back, and I'm going to kind of end this on this note, is even we're in school, okay?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, the teachers say something, nobody is perfect, and you have to do, I think that's a really good practice. We have to learn on our own. And so you hear something, you go, wow, that makes a lot of sense. Let me make sure that really is the truth.
Yes. Yeah,
I love it.
It's an extraordinary energy that comes from self-verification.
Yeah. Mitch, I thank you so much. Please
thank
send
you.
Me some of your books, too. I mean, I love Think and Grow Rich, and I love Napoleon Hill and his whole theory. I would love to know the person behind you.
Right on. I'd be delighted.
I love it, and I love talking to you. I love your energy.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for joining us here. All right, we are going to move right on over to Dr. Leticia, and we're so excited to have you here. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are, your journey, and of course, start again and not over, correct? I love that, because how far do we get in life and then we think we have to start all over?
Right.
And yet, we don't. It's just starting again.
Exactly.
And like the next chapter in our life, or... Because life happens to all of us, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit, and I welcome you to the Kim Pagano Show.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much again for having me here. I really appreciate that, to be able to talk to the people about my message.
Yeah.
And about starting again, and not over.
Yeah. Did you have to start again?
I've had to start again many, many times.
Ditto.
Right
over here. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. And we all have. We all have started again. And in reality, every minute that we have, every day. And one of the things that I love about your show, Kim, is, you know, the brighter side of life, how every day, you know, we have a chance to start again and have this bright beginning, and to really see the brighter side of life is so important. And every minute of our lives, we can do that. And we have the opportunity to do that.
I totally believe that. And I believe that every morning that we wake up, and I know this sounds bold, on this side of the dirt, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a chance to have a clean slate.
Yes.
And maybe we've done things maybe that weren't exactly the way we should have done them, or maybe we didn't make the right choices, but we can still start again.
Yes.
And I love that. That's what resonates with me.
Yes, absolutely. And really, we are in a society of would-haves, should-haves, and could-haves.
Oh.
Second guessing.
Right?
Yes.
Absolutely. I should have done this. I could have done that. And always second guessing ourselves. But in reality, we did what we could at that moment with what we had, with what we were able to do. And that's important for everybody to understand that, and to know that maybe I did a certain thing, or maybe I thought a certain thought or took a certain action at that moment. And so that next moment is evaluate. Right? Not judge, not criticize ourselves, because that's what we tend to do. That's what we've been conditioned to do. Don Miguel Ruiz, who actually wrote the Four Agreements, the Los Cuatro
Correct.
Acuerdos,
yes.
If you haven't read that one, highly
I
recommend
love that.
It.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We talked about that, didn't we? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And he talks about us being domesticated, which is just another way of saying we've been conditioned, right? And we've been conditioned to think in a certain way, to judge ourselves over and over again. So start again, not over, is about stopping that cycle.
Mm.
Really have that awakening, that realization that we are in control of our future, of our lives now. And every choice that we make today, every decision will determine and will be our future.
So let me ask you a question, and I want to make sure that for anybody that's just tuning in with us, starting your day in a positive way, that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Dr. Leticia and Jimenez. And did I get that right?
Okay, yes.
Good. And of course, for someone who is looking to make a change in his or her life and doesn't know what direction to take, what advice would you give?
Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself.
Do we already have all the answers?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Everything that you hear here, everything that we just heard from our previous speaker, I loved what he talked about at the very, very end. I don't know if people caught that, but he said self-verification, right?
Yeah.
Self-verification. And it's really knowing who we are And we already know who we are. It's just remembering who we are. We have all of the answers. We know what we are here to do. We know why we exist. It's just a matter of listening, paying attention to that true, authentic self that we are.
So let me ask you, and John, please step in whenever you want. Is it different for someone who might be stuck, okay, in a career and is looking to change? Because there's a lot of people that I feel so blessed because I love what I do with this and also my hair therapy. Love it. I love connecting with people. But for somebody that, you know, might be going, they're on the treadmill, they just can't get off, they just don't know, you know what I mean? And they have to pay their bills and they just have to keep going. Or, you know, maybe they're going through a divorce or they're dealing with some kind of a trauma, you know, something traumatic in their life. How would you help them?
Well, the first thing is to understand that if you do feel stuck, then that's a time to take a look at who you are and what you want.
That's interesting.
So that is an opportunity. A lot of people may think it's a problem, right? Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, I'm stuck. Something's wrong. I don't feel well. Do I have to go to work? Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. Again, the would-haves, could-haves, and should-haves, right? And the got-haves, I have to.
And it's almost like pause.
Exactly.
Well, I think too many times we're all looking for perfection, and perfection just doesn't happen. It doesn't. And if everything was perfect, what would be the point? It's like, oh, I wake up, everything's going to be perfect. I don't have to do anything.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
What is perfect? I just said that to a girlfriend. You know, I said, I feel like we're, you know, they say that we're all human beings being, right?
Yes.
And I feel like, okay, she can handle this problem. We'll give her that. He's going to handle, you know, right? And yet at the same time, there's times that we feel so overwhelmed with life, how it throws us. And if we just pause and say, okay, this feels different to me. I'm just going to walk in a different direction. I'm going to just take a moment. Even, you know, it's interesting. I've learned from, you know, different situations. Even if you pause for a moment, in a couple minutes later, you're going to feel different.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, the best thing is that it doesn't even take a moment. In a split second, you can do that.
Yeah.
The average person has about 50,000 thoughts a day.
Wow. Wow, I must have more than that.
No. Well, some of us do. Some of us have a lot more than that. But every time between a thought, think about that. How fast do we think, right? How many thoughts do we have in a minute, in a second? Our minds are so powerful. And that's the important thing to understand, is the power of our minds. We can use it just as we've gotten ourselves conditioned or domesticated, mm-hmm. right? We all have control of our minds, and we are able to awaken and recondition, in a way, right, to the person that we are, to what we want, to what we are here to do. Mm-hmm. And so between every thought, we have the opportunity to start again and stop making the same mistakes over and over again. It's up to us. It's our decision.
You know, I went to this networking the other day, and it was interesting. You know, they were talking about business plans. Okay.
Yes.
I've never done a business plan. Have you ever done a business plan?
I am in the process of trying to do one.
Okay.
I've done two or three of them.
Okay.
Two or three.
So usually you do a business plan. It's usually 3 to 5 years, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I loved this idea. She said 90 days. 90
yes.
days. And I really like that because, you know what, if you've noticed, we're all entrepreneurs, right? If you've been doing something for, you know, so 90 days, you take 30, 30, and 30. After 30 days, or even 60 days, or even 90 days, you look at it and go, is this working?
Yeah.
Why do you want
right.
to wait till 3 years, 5 years?
Exactly.
You know, you've wasted all that time. And usually if it's going to work, we're going to notice it.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, 90 days. So I was like, I really like that. So what if we, you know, some of us are, you know, maybe a new business, maybe a new relationship, maybe a, why do you want to wait so long? We are smart. All of us are very intelligent and
absolutely.
Intuition. And we can know that, is this really working? Because a lot of us, I don't want to say that we're not honest with ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, we're conditioned not to be honest with ourselves.
That's
we
very true.
Are conditioned not to be honest with ourselves. And that's one of the difficulties about being able to listen to ourselves.
That inner gut that feeling, inner gut, that inner intuition.
Yeah,
of
being
you
a good
know,
listener yes. involves more than just somebody else talking.
Absolutely.
And, you know, to thine own self be true. I mean,
exactly.
This
exactly.
is so true.
We listen to everybody else except ourselves because that's what we've been conditioned to do.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Dr. Leticia, we're going to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? Because
Absolutely.
I really want to find your journey, kind of how you really came up with this, start again, not over.
Wonderful.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we always have lots of fun things to give away. And I'd love to give away some Rubicon Theater tickets. And, of course, that is happening right now, Incognito. We had them here on our show. Amazing, fun. Crazy play, and they always do a great job there. So I would love to give out a pair of tickets. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
It's a beautiful morning.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
The 26th Annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair continues a great tradition. With 20,000 expected attendees and 370 vendors, there'll be artisans specializing in a variety of products and services. A kids' fun zone with games, crafts, jolly jumpers, soft drinks, and pizza. Great live music and entertainment, too. Free admission. The 26th Annual Thousand Oaks Rotary Street Fair, Sunday, October 15th, 2017, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Moore Park Road between Hillcrest and Wilbur Road in Thousand Oaks. Plenty of parking at the adjacent shopping centers and streets. For more information, go to thousandoaksrotary.org. That's thousandoaksrotary.org.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we have Dr. Leticia. I'm going to get this. Inez, okay? And Imanez. And we're going to be talking about really her journey and how she really got to being. I mean, when I think of you, I think of start again, not over. How did that really come about in your life?
Well, this is actually a dream that my husband and I were married for 21 years, and he passed 6 years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. And we've always talked about helping the masses, about that we are here to do something,
a purpose.
Right. Exactly. And we all have a purpose. We all have a mission. We're all here to do something. And he really embodied the whole vision about, we hadn't named it at the time. I actually didn't.
What did come your husband, what did he do? What was his?
So my husband was he was an entrepreneur.
Okay.
And he just loved life. He was ill since he was 18, and so we always knew we didn't have a lot of time, and so we made the best of it.
Did you know that he didn't have that much time?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And the thing is that none of us really do.
I was just going to say, actually, when I said that, I got chills, because you're right. We all, we're all here on borrowed time.
Absolutely.
And my grandmother used to say this all the time. We know our birth date. We don't know our death date.
Yes. Yes,
you know,
but we
it's
know
the old
that
dash.
It's the dash, exactly.
Exactly.
And so
it's
we need to make sure we're taking care of our business before, you know.
Yes, yes. And to know that because there is going to be an ending to the life as we know it. I am a true believer that we are all energy, and
right.
energy just transforms, and it does not die. It just becomes something different. So that's why when I talk about my husband, I always say that he passed. Not that he passed away.
You know, I'm really glad, because I just lost my mom, and I say I lost her, right? But you're right. She passed.
Yes.
And so are they still here? Are they looking down on us? Are they, you know, in another place? Yes, because
right.
we are all energy.
Absolutely.
So I agree with that.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people believe that they are still here, that they're guiding us, that they have become our guiding angels and so forth. But one way or another, they live in our hearts. They live in our hearts. They live in our minds. They live in our spirit, in every sense of our being. And we are who we are because they were in our lives.
Because they put a footstep.
Absolutely.
Again.
Yes.
These are, and I believe that people come in, you know, I say this all the time, for different seasons and different reasons.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, when somebody puts in a footstep in my life, I know that I'm going to learn from them. I'm going to take what we need, what they need.
Yes.
And then they're not going to be there for all. Even if it's a friendship, sometimes, you know how you meet somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, we're so much alike, and da da da. And
yes.
then all of a sudden it's just on to another phase.
Right.
And I used to go, oh, how sad. It's already, you know.
Yes.
But it was meant for that time.
Absolutely. They were here during that time for a certain purpose.
Yeah.
And Start Again, Not Over is all about finding that purpose, right? Figuring out why certain things are happening. Really learning from those people that have been part of our lives, that are part of our lives now. In one way or another, even through the book and with our previous
yes,
speaker,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How many people have been transformed lives because of Napoleon Hill, right?
Millions. Absolutely. You're
yes.
absolutely right. Now, do you have a book?
I am in the process
okay.
of publishing my first book, which
okay.
is very exciting.
Yes,
yes.
All of us are. I love it. Okay,
yes.
That's going to be our goal, you guys. I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm writing a series of books on Start Again, Not Over, after a loved one, you know, passes. Start Again, Not Over, after a divorce, mm-hmm. and different. It's all about really looking at life transitions
mm-hmm.
as an opportunity to go back to who you really are.
You know, it's almost, I tend to think now that every encounter is a lesson.
Oh,
it doesn't matter how small,
really
almost
think that,
every
John.
Encounter.
Every encounter, and you are absolutely right. Every encounter is a lesson. Even just yesterday, I was going to Ralph's. I was going to go buy something for an event that we're having at work. And I walked out of my car, and this person just walked by and said, good morning. And he's a homeless person. And I said, hi, good morning, how are you? And he just looked at me and said, oh my God. He goes, let me tell you, you are the first person that I have talked to that I have said good morning,
and
you have answered
back. really. Mm-hmm. You know what? I want to say there's no failures. There's just lessons.
Absolutely.
You know,
lessons and opportunities.
Every single day there's a lesson. And, you know, so I totally agree with that. Yeah.
Yes.
And but we have to be aware of them.
We have to be aware. You are absolutely right.
Yeah. If you're not aware, you are not going to be, you know, people, there's people that say, oh, I'm really spiritual. That's because they're finally getting it.
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't mean that they're any different than anybody else. It just means they're starting to see it. They're starting to feel it. They're starting to notice the people in their lives.
Yes.
But everybody could be that way.
Right.
Well, I told you, some people are taken aback almost when you say hello, or, you know, hello, good morning.
Yeah, why are you talking to me, you know?
Wow, what's this about?
Yeah. Right, because everybody's used to not making eye contact. I'm the type of person that I walk into an elevator and I actually turn around and face everybody, and then everybody's like, oh,
they
my
get
goodness.
Intimidated.
They
yes.
get intimidated.
And, yeah, I'm the
airplanes
same way.
And elevators.
Right?
You have some of the best conversations if you start.
Yes. I was coming back from New York in July, and I sat next to this person. We just started talking and just had the most amazing conversation, learned so much from each other. Now we are in contact.
I am too. I was back in Ecuador. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I actually, it's interesting. I met this girl. She's been on my show a couple times. She wrote a book. We were on the beach and we just said, oh, hi, how are you? She lives in Vermont.
Yes.
Out of the Orchard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talk every Monday.
Yes.
And she's like a really cool lady. And we like totally get so much from each other.
Yes.
And it's interesting. I just had another girlfriend that I've done her hair for years. And we would always, it was like I was her therapist. She's a therapist, right? And
uh-huh.
we were differently. And so she just moved to New Mexico. And she said, I really miss you. I need your talks. And so I was like, okay. I said, let's set up something. And we just, it was like, I vented, she vented, and in the end was like, okay, so what's your thought?
Yes.
You know, I mean, people don't have to be here anymore. It's a small world.
It's a very
in a
small
sense,
world.
You know?
Yes. And there are no coincidences.
I totally agree.
Right? When we see life as that, there are no coincidences. The fact that we are here together now, the fact that, you know, the two people that we didn't know who was going to be the first speaker, who was going to be the second speaker.
I honestly know that it's always the right people that show up.
Yes.
I trust.
Yes.
I trust. Yeah. And I think that's so important.
Well, you know, it's funny. The last guest, he talked about masterminding, and that's people look at that and they think it's all these guys with PhDs that are all sitting together. But I think we mastermind, and I call them trusted advisors. And I have different things that I go to different people for.
Mm-hmm.
And I know if I go to this person, they're not going to give me what I need. But
And
I think it's great to have a little circle.
Absolutely.
Of people.
Yes, yes. Mm. And you are right. We have, there are different facets in our life, right? We're just multifaceted, you know, multicultural in a sense. And really, we all are multicultural. And our cultural makeup is always changing. It's
mm-hmm.
always shifting depending on the experience that we have. But we have a say in being aware of what is in front of us, right? As Deepak Chopra says, you know, there are no coincidences, right? He talks about synchronicity. Things
happen
for a reason.
Well, it's interesting. The girl that I met,
mm-hmm.
she says, I can't believe I met you. This is a God incident.
God.
So there's
God
no coincidences or God incidents.
Yes.
You know, really quick, I just want to share this. My dad actually sent this. Don't wait for things to get easier, simpler, or better. Life will always be complicated. Learn to be happy right now. Otherwise, you'll run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that just really speaks to what we're talking about.
Yes, it does.
Today is like the saying goes, today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Yes, today's the day.
Yeah.
Well, people, you know, they'll talk about how this may be your last day. It could be your last hour. So you better be thinking about right now. You don't know.
Yeah,
right.
We have right now.
Yes. Well, many people see loss and tragedy and, you know, things like that mm-hmm. as a very negative thing. And yet we don't know what's going to happen. But if that's in front of us, then we can keep in use that as an indicator that we do have very little limited time. So what are we going to do with this now? You know, what are we going to do? If this were the last thing that I say, if this were the last minute that I live, mm-hmm. how would it? I like to be?
I think a lot about somebody cuts you off on the road and flips you off.
Yeah.
Is that the last memory they want? No. I don't want that.
Right. Go ahead, right?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hello. There you go.
Hello to you, too.
Yeah.
Dr. Leticia, I'm so excited to have you be a part of our show, and I love your input. I love your thoughts and your actions. Please tell my listeners how they can get in touch with you and learn more about you.
Yes, thank you. You are welcome to go to my website, startagainnotover.com. Very simple. So you remember startagainnotover.com. And take a look at my blog. I'm actually doing my blog more regularly. And I also, you can go in there, get 3 steps to self-empowerment, download it for free. You can request a 30-minute coaching session. Okay. I'm here to help. So
right.
Please reach out.
Great. We are done with our shows. This has been, I said, amazing guests, and it's gone by so fast. I want to make sure that I see everybody out there at the Banana Festival tomorrow. We've got lots of great events. Please get on our newsletter every week. You'll learn more about all of our guests. Dr. Leticia, thank you so much for being here. John,
thank
Tom.
You.
And, of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. I find the best way to love someone is not to change them, but instead help them reveal the greatest version of themselves. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I look forward to talking with you all next week. Go out and love someone. All right, talk to you later.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop.